We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, enriched the Islamic thought with his fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions in all the fields of human life that he used to spread among the people. These maxims and expressions can be adopted as a comprehensive program and a complete instruction to solve all the problems of humanity in the present day. In addition, the majority of these maxims have been in the highest level of eloquency and fluency, and they have been characterized by their beauty of composition, the preciseness of the writing style, and the magnificence of the statements. And so, these fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions and statements of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, are considered to be one of the essential resources of Arabic literature and grammar, as well as one of the treasures of Muslim heritage. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we're talking about the wonderful dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the infallible and immaculate Imam, Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, we find that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam took the sciences that were known to man and expounded upon them to these very amazing limits and these amazing boundaries, and he pushed the frontiers of this knowledge, to a point where humanity had not seen up to that time. One of the interesting sciences that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam had complete control and power and expertise over was the different languages of that time. So, you know, people were not fluent in their own language, let alone being completely fluent in other languages. And the amazing thing is that we find Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, he was able to speak all of the different languages of that time. And this has been proven in the various different narrations in which we find that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam was speaking to people in different languages. So there's this one interesting conversation that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and a man named Amir ibn Ali al-Jami. And so this individual, he says, "We eat all the sacrifices of the people of the book, but we do not know whether they call the name of Allah or not when they slaughter these animals. So, you know, this is a question that he put, is we don't really know whether they call the name of Allah, but we eat the sacrifices that the people of the book make. Now, of course, just, you know, to put this out there, that this is not a jurisprudential or fiqhi matter that we're talking about. It's a dialogue that occurred. The fiqhi commandments on the issue must be referred to the marja that you follow. And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he answers, if you hear that they call the name of Allah when they do the sacrifice and they slaughter the animal, then you can eat the meat. But do you know what they say for their sacrifices? Amir replies, he says, no, I do not know what they say during their sacrifices. And then Amir says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he read something, he said something that I did not understand. And then Imam Sadiq said, this is what they are commanded. And so, you know, Amir said that, you know, what language is this? And the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, this is the Hebrew language. And this is what they say when they are sacrificing their animals. And so then Amir said, would you please allow us to write this statement that you said? So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, go ahead and write. And then he spoke some words in the Hebrew language, which translated to saying, blessed be you, you are Allah, the master of the worlds, who has sanctified us with his commands and ordered us to slaughter animals. And so in this manner, we see that there is this beautiful knowledge of the Imams that is being portrayed in this dialogue that His Eminence has with Amr ibn Ali al-Jami. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and I'm very happy to be invited by Brother Mahdi to this segment of the program, Dialogue. Today I'd like to read to you a passage about the Islamic lifestyle according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This passage is extracted from a book titled The Life of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, written by the great Iraqi Muslim historian Allama Baqir Sharif al-Qurashi. He was born in 1344 after Hijra in the city of Najaf. This great scholar is well known for his books on the biography and conduct of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Please stay with me. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was characterized by unselfishness and inclination to modesty, although he was the master of Muslims and the leader of millions. As a sign of modesty, he used to sit on mats as he refused to sit on luxurious rugs. He always rejected the arrogant. One time he asked someone about the chief of his tribe. The Imam denied this reply and said, "If you were actually the head and the master, you would not say it in this way." Imam Sadiq hated arrogance and looking down on people, and considered these two traits as the worst traits that lead men to ill reputation and evil end. The following is a story demonstrating the Imam's modesty and self-denial. An ordinary man used to accompany the Imam alayhi salam for a while. After some time, the Imam missed the man and asked about him. Another man answered scornfully, "He is Nabataean." The Imam replied, "The origin of each individual is his intellect, his fame is his religion, his generosity is his faith, and all people are of the same origin. As you can see, we also should be modest and humble like our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and we should never look down on people."
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.